The Indonesian parliament, acting on a report accusing President Abdurrahman Wahid of corruption, has taken the first steps toward impeaching the country's first elected leader. Parliament voted overwhelmingly today to accept the report's findings, which detail Wahid's alleged role in two corruption scandals involving millions of dollars. As the parliament considered the charges against Wahid, thousands demonstrated in the streets of Jakarta demanding his resignation. Reporter Richard Galpin is in Jakarta. Of what exactly is Wahid accused?
Essentially, he's accused of being involved in two corruption cases, one in which around about $4 million was taken from the pension fund of a government agency and ended up in a number of private bank accounts belonging to people who are linked to President Wahid. The second case is concerning a donation of $2 million from the Sultan of Brunei, which it's alleged was not properly accounted for by President Wahid, and it's not at all clear what has happened to that cash.
What are the chances of Wahid staying in power?
Well, I think it's getting slimmer and slimmer by the hour. I think that the overwhelming vote by Parliament today is a very significant blow for President Wahid. He's now clearly lost the support of virtually the whole of Parliament. And the key question now is what Parliament is going to do. Having effectively approved the findings of this report, they are now deciding, we're expecting that they will continue their meeting in an open session in a couple of hours' time. And then we hope to find out exactly what they're planning to do next. They could begin the process which could lead to impeachment, or they could take these cases to the state prosecutor's office, who could then possibly bring it to a court of law, or they could do both.
Now, Wahid, unlike his predecessors, was not an army general. Is this just a part of a campaign by Indonesia's once powerful military to unseat a democratically elected president?
I don't think we can say it as straightforwardly as that, but I certainly think that there are elements at work here, those from the former regime, which includes certainly elements of the military who do not like President Wahid's rule, particularly his attempts to decrease the power of the armed forces, who have traditionally played a very powerful role here in Indonesia, and also his attempts to go after former senior politicians in the former regime of Suharto, including former President Suharto himself and his family, who are accused of massive corruption. So there's certainly plenty of members of the elite here who would wish to see President Wahid pushed out of power and trying to get someone who's more sympathetic to them in the presidential palace.
What does all this portend for the stability of Indonesia?
Well, clearly it's disastrous. It's been a very rocky ride ever since President Wahid came to power. The economy is still in an enormous mess. Foreign investors are still very, very frightened of coming and investing here. They're simply not bothered with Indonesia at the moment. And clearly, what we see now over the past few hours is just going to make this many, many more times worse, particularly given the numbers of demonstrators we've seen on the streets, with perhaps upwards of 10,000 people pouring onto the streets here in Jakarta, both supporters and opponents of President Wahid. So far, though, it has remained peaceful, though obviously everyone is worried that it could spill over into violence.
Richard Galpin in Jakarta.